You may be able to auction them later. 491-1683. A male dog was lost, black with terrier-type markings. The dog has a white face, was wearing a leather-studded collar, is 9 months old, named Schroeder. The dog was lost around Peterborough Street in Boston. If you found Schroeder, there's a $20 reward. Call 267-7964. A kitten was found, white with black ears, black tail, and two black spots on his back, found near Chestnut Street in Cambridge. If it's yours, call 354-5841. A male dog was lost. His name is Shadow. Shadow, 6 months old, dragging a chain. Shadow is black. Was lost around 139 Pearl Street in Somerville. Call 625-3586. 625-3586. You might have to put a 1 in front of the number. A cat was lost, a male cat, all black, yellow, yellow or green eyes, okay? The eyes change depending on the sun. The cat is black. His name is Black. He responds to hand clapping, responds to a plate of food, or responds to an empty plate. The cat was lost around Philbrick and Boylston Streets, Route 9. Call LA71584. LA71584. A dog was found, a male black Labrador Retriever, about 3 years old. The dog's wearing a silver choke collar, and he's very, very emaciated looking. It was found around Beacon at the corner of Hereford in Boston. If it's yours, call 262-0019. That's 262-0019. It's one of the prettiest songs to come out in a long time.
Life I'm leading town to town. standing by the crossroad. Take your sand, step along.
I woke up this morning with an aching pain deep down. I say I woke up this morning a shivering cold. To go with you, baby. But you gotta understand right now. I say I love you, baby. But you gotta understand right now. When the Lord made me, made a rambling man gone again. Well, I love you so, that's why I want you to know, I'll probably go again. Hear that whistle moaning on that lonesome train right now. Can't you hear that whistle moaning on that lonesome train right now? Shivering cold, about to go insane, gone again. gone again, gone again.
That's Fred Neil and a thing called Gone Again. Before that, Tom Rush and the very beautiful Riding on a Railroad. James Taylor wrote that song and hasn't released it, as far as I know. A little bit earlier on the Cat and Dog Report, we talked about a male dog with terrier-type markings, black with a white face, on Peterborough Street in Boston. There's a $20 reward, but that phone number is not a legitimate number, 267-7964. So if you're the people that that lost a dog, some people think they found it, but they can't call you. So call us back and let us know what your real number is, okay? If you're the people that lost the dog, the black dog with terrier-type markings, named Schroeder, call us back, 482-6410.
Driving, not arriving on our way.
This is WBCN in Boston.
There's a lot of music floating around these days, and the place to get it is New Music City, opening at 829 Boylston Street, Boston, adjacent to the Paris Cinema. It's a complete store. They have everything, including picks and strings and songbooks and styluses. And they have a sale starting Monday, January 18th. The sale involves, well, 40% and more off on all albums, 30% off and more on all tapes. In fact, everything in stock is on sale. That means 40% and more off on all rock albums, 40% and more off on all jazz albums, blues albums, classical and children's records. And don't forget, 30% off and more on all tapes. The place is New Music City. The address is 829 Boylston Street, Boston, adjacent to the Paris Cinema. This sale will also be held at Music City in Kenmore Square.
Here are some of the and mores of this super sale. Judy Collins, Wells and Nightingales, 329. John Lennon, 329. The New Laura Nero, 329. This is WBCN in Boston. Here are some things that are happening around town. There'll be a novena for peace through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, conducted each Sunday at the Fatima Shrine, starting next week. We'll give you more details on that later. And here's one. The Boston Area Friends of Bluegrass and Old-Time Country Music are presenting a BAF benefit, a BAF benefit, featuring all New England bluegrass and old-time country musicians, with Don Stover and the White Oak Mountain Boys, Joe Vallon, the New England Bluegrass Boys, the Spark Gap Wonder Boys, whom you hear featured nightly on Andy Bobian's show, the Hudson Valley Boys, and Jim Perry's faves, the Kennebec Valley Boys, the Mother Bay State Entertainers, the Devil's Dream, the Zaconit River String Band, who just won a bunch of prizes around for the Wachusett Nipmuc Regional Contest, Gene Yellen, Andy Statman, and Kenny Kosick. That's tomorrow, January 17th, 1 to 8 p.m. at the Harvard Freshman Union, second floor parlor at the corner of Harvard and Quincy Streets, right opposite the Mass Ave Golf Station, Harvard University in Cambridge. $3 a person, $5 a couple, children free. There's coffee, cokes, and home-baked surprises served. Anybody bringing home-baked breads, cookies, cakes, or pies will get a half a buck deducted from the price of their ticket. Come early, stay late, and bring a friend. If you want information on that, call Nancy Talbot at 547-7286. That's 547-7286. It's all happening tomorrow between 1 and 8 p.m. Here's Emerson, Lake and Palmer, their release, finally released in the United States. Keith Emerson of the Nice, and Lake and Palmer with the Atomic Rooster, and let's see, I'll get all that information out for you, but you can just enjoy the music anyway. Oh, it's really cold out tonight, so if you can, stay in the house. If you have to go somewhere, dress really, really super warm.
Horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. He was.
he went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his party and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He freely gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head.
But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be. Richard